joints with tech, nine. You ain't gotta think I'm a sick dude, no, but you always gonna respect mine. Ain't no need to check blind, cause as long as the check's signed, I'ma kill it when I spit it, and when I'm finished with it, there isn't gonna be a next time. A lot of local rappers wanna come up off my fame and success, but like a heart attack is killing me, I feel it like a pain in my chest. I no longer say I'm the best, old heads say I've been blessed. Really it ain't nothing to it, I just do it with the music, and you know I aim for success. Say it with your chest, cause you know you still gon' do me. Keep that beef to yourself, cause it's not even industry. We got people that's in the streets, and they always look out for me. From the north and the east and the west, and you know I got some homies in the south for me. Yeah, and I do it big, ain't nobody gon' do it bigger. Long as I'm around, I'ma run for the town, and I be running with some real killers. You better match this, cause I'm sharp as a cactus. Better yet, like a tactus. Killing these motherfuckers when I'm spitting, I'm really doing backflips.
People are talking on the low, the low. What they need to know is I'm ready for.
Like I was confetti. The way they be dissing tech, I need to be plum petty. Niggas be wondering how did I become ready. Cause I'm body. Them are the rappers that you got is garbage. People I never could acknowledge. Private, small like a motherfucking hobbit. Stylish with the godly flow. Nobody ever know where the bodies go. Which way did they go? Which way did they go? Did they go to heaven? I guess probably no. Especially if they be tripping with me. Suicide mission for they get you missing your seat. Nothing but Davy Jones locking, nigga, you're out with the fish in the sea. You don't know me, you don't want this. I can take a look and see that you don't want shit. So put the fucking lotion in the basket. If you don't, then you're ghosting in the casket. Fight, I was hoping you would ask it. Put the knife to your throat, then you can have it. Your life is a joke and people laugh at it. But I put the flow, then be elaborate. Yeah, now. Can't front on that. Tech 9 killing everyone on rap. I get better with every verse, I'm a gun on wax. Psychos know that I'm sick. My flow's open, yo chick. My foes hoping I quit because they hoes so close to my dick.
D-boy talking on the low, the low. What they need to know is I'm ready for.
Is now Sony is owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
And they're trying to figure out how they're going to put fucking Deadpool in the new one. In the at least in the end credits of fucking, you know, Endgame. A small cameo. What are you listening to, Bobby?
Oh, that's pretty easy. You just have him walk in.
Good fucking
the
music.
Fuck was that shit? And just break the third wall and leave. Just like, goddamn, that was intense. Just walk away. All it would take.
Goddamn, you're fucking loud as shit, man. You ain't using Tony shit no more.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, fuck you. Welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
Parking lot.
This is a beard sickle.
This is Bubby.
Yeah.
We're in a strange order. I'm just saying, like, this is not normal.
Yeah. I had to steal the comfy seat. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at it like this. I'm used to seeing a black man to my right.
And now there's a fat white man on your right.
Yeah, yeah.
And across from him.
Yeah, and next to my other left, too. So
your other left.
You're surrounded by
white cocks.
White penis.
Oh, wow.
Goddamn white privilege.
All these varying shapes and sizes. It's quite entertaining.
My white privilege is, like, counteracted by my, like, gay diminishedness.
And your brownish colored penis.
I don't have a brown penis. My penis is very lovely and white.
Is it pure white? Bullshit. I bet you it's rose colored.
White as the snow.
He's gonna pull. He's about to whip out a picture and be like, proof.
I'll be like, here's my dick.
Like, pow.
It wouldn't be the first dick I've ever seen.
And it won't be the last.
Exactly.
Not enough dicks to go around.
All right, guys, we're going to talk about magic and magic news, just like propane and propane accessories.
Propane and propane accessories.
It's my purse.
Yeah, there's
it's my purse.
The time of recording this, PAX East is going on.
Day early.
They've already They've already cut down half the fucking field.
Yeah, yeah, top 16 should be tomorrow.
Which is stupid. Me and Beardscore talking about this. It's like, hold on, it's not even opening yet. They're going to cut the 64 down to already the top 16 for tomorrow. Then they're going to cut it down to what, the top 4 for Sunday?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know what they're going to do on Sunday, but yeah, they did this way too soon.
They're having nasty sound quality issues. I don't like the way the fucking booths look. I expected a lot more for $1 million fucking purse. I expected a lot more.
I mean, I like the table. Like, I'll be on the counter argument on that one. I did like the table itself. I wouldn't mind having that as a desk, but I get where you're coming from. It's not exactly the most appealing for
what they have. Omen is their main sponsor for the computer systems.
HP Omen.
And everyone else is looking that they have Alienware. Where was the Alienware logo?
It was on somebody's
jersey. There was a couple of jerseys with Alienware.
Oh, the reason why is because those guys are getting fucking paid, bro.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Those are sponsors.
Well, one of the Asian guys that got kicked off was sponsored by Nike.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
How are you going to get sponsored by Nike to play some fucking computer fucking card games?
Yeah, well...
Because, you know, Nike sees big dollars.
True.
Especially the Asian, especially the Asian community, because you know a lot of Asians
love their shoes.
They love their fucking shoes.
Yeah, it depends on their age. If they're younger, they like more stylish stuff. If they're older, they like the like fucking white Bill Gates shoes. What are those?
Skechers.
Skechers. Yeah, basically
Skechers. Yes,
it's the Skechers.
Old Asians are obsessed with like white Skechers. I swear.
Fuck you! I'm old.
You wear fucking flip flops, Bob. Shut the fuck up. I can't even with you.
I mean,
go get a pedicure.
Those feet, though.
Hey, yeah. I can climb trees with these motherfuckers. I can walk on hot coals with these bitches.
Yeah, they calloused up, brown footed, and everything. God damn, they're just shit. I'm looking at them right now. Holy fuck!
At least you're wearing eye protection.
That's fair.
Oh man, gosh, I feel embarrassed. No, I'm not. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers, man. Jesus Christ. My shoe collection's better than all y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's fair.
Meh.
Yeah, all I own is the pair of Vans that I'm wearing.
I know, I have like so many fucking Vans. I probably have more Vans than you have like nice shoes, but your shoes are definitely better than mine, but I own so many fucking Vans.
That's all.
And they're all one color.
No, I have multiple colors, but I do have like one pair that I have like seven.
He has
pairs
the black with the gum sole, black with the white sole, black with the black sole.
I don't wear the white sole. And I'm not into the black soles.
I don't have the white soles.
I don't have the white soles.
You got a gray with black.
What's a sole?
It's like, Jesus Christ, man. It's like, oh, he has this one and this one and this one. This is like, how many? Hey, man, if you guys hear a fucking weird thing, it sounds like a tauntaun in the background going, robble, robble, robble. That's my dogs fighting in the back, man.
Stupidos. How do you even own dogs? I don't think, didn't they like stop giving dogs to Filipinos a long time ago?
Hey, man, all right, I'll tell you this story, man.
Fucking flips eat dog. Shut the fuck up.
I was six when I went back to the Philippines.
To the motherland.
And for my birthday, it was about a week after we arrived. We stayed there for about a month and a half. So in my family's province, we went there, and they decided to have a huge fucking party for my birthday.
Like chow adobo?
So the thing is for me, I didn't have a pet in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay, I always wanted a dog. There, I fucking latched onto the first dog that I fucking saw, which would happen to be a black lab. Okay, beautiful dog. Well, let's just say that fucking black lab became dinner.
No.
3 days later.
I'd be down to try it. My dad has eaten dogs.
The thing was, I was sitting there and I asked my mom, I was all, where's my dog? Where's my dog? I kept asking, where's my dog?
It's like traumatizing.
My cousin goes, oh, well, your dog had rabies and we had to kill it. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm looking out my fucking second story window because that's where the rooms were at in my grandpa's on his plantation. I look out the window and I see my uncles cooking this fucking dog. Legs up, fucking with sticks, spit, cutting it open, chowing down on fucking dog parts. I'm going like, I started going like, Mom, is that my dog? And she's all, don't look, honey, don't look. That's another stray dog. That's another stray dog. Oh, no.
That's a little too much.
Oh, no, it gets better.
That was the brother.
So what ended up happening, I break down, man. You know, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, it's a third world country for me. I've never fucking been there since I was freaking like two. So dogs in the United States sleep with you. They eat out of the same bowl you do. You know, over there, you eat
what
the dog. What
kind of white privilege shit? They eat out the same bowl as you? Goddamn. Yeah. That's extra shit right there.
My boy Wilson used to do that shit all the time.
My boy Wilson's dog. Crazy.
Just shit, a little fuck bit. Fuck you, man. One-eyed Wilson would have fucking bit you in the fucking balls.
One-eyed Wilson? That's probably fair. Like fucking Goonies?
No, I'm dead serious.
Your best friend, One-Eyed Willie?
It's One-Eyed Wilson. It's like, he was a little small shih tzu. It was my grandpa's dog. The fucked up thing is the Doberman that my dad got him.
Hey, you guys.
got into a fight with Wilson, and since he's a shih tzu and against a Doberman.
Wilson!
All I heard was is a one tooth went in, popped one eyeball, and ripped it off. Oh. So, he was one-eyed fucking Wilson, okay?
One-eyed Willie.
He was my boy.
Just take the volleyball and just, like, get another Sharpie and cross that one eye. Wilson!
Yeah. Cross that one eye. When Castaway came out and they had that whole Wilson thing, I was like, that was me.
That was my life.
Wilson! Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm a very emotional person, but I fucking cried over a goddamn volleyball. Like,
hey, especially when he lost. Everyone did. Fucked up, man.
It was
Come
sad.
On.
Everyone cried a little
wait,
bit.
Wait, here's the kicker. You think he fucked that volleyball?
I don't know. Like, if you remember, like, the volleyball had, like, a hole in the back, but it was, like, it had, like, the fucking, you know, the prawns in it. The fronds.
Yeah.
Whatever, that were the hair. I don't know if he'd fuck that. Like, he'd probably just fuck his hand or fuck the sand or something.
You're completely forgetting a whole thing. There was dead bodies to fuck.
True, but they rotted after a while. He was on the island for
after
a long time.
A while, yeah. But while there was still
like, I'd fuck a body
kind of
if
cold.
It was warm.
There wasn't that many dead bodies. Remember, it was a few. It was a freight fucking plane.
Yeah. Well, there was
two
remember
dudes
right,
at them. I remember seeing
he
one
wrote
body.
A list of all the names. We can check that list.
Maybe
but
20 people?
Yeah. And he only, I think I can vaguely
after
remember like
fucking
three
a week
in the
fucking
movie
water, the sharks would have done ate those motherfuckers up.
Outside of like the three I can remember that washed up on shore.
Yeah, I just
now
I only
maybe he
one.
Went to fucking maybe he went to Brown Town on that.
Yeah.
I don't know, the body was all bloated. Like
it doesn't matter, man. Hey.
No. It does matter. Like if after like a month maybe, but like, you know, a day or two, I ain't gonna fuck no like fucking bloated ass cold body. Like after a month maybe, but that was like right away. Like
all
he found
you
those bodies
all
first
all you gotta
day.
Do is set up a romantic fireside dinner with
He's
your dead body.
He's not fucking Ed Gein, but dude, I mean, come on.
I'm demented like that though.
Like however long he was on there, that fool was just jerking.
Well,
off. He wasn't fucking.
Let's get on with this. 2 weeks after they ate my first dog, I got a puppy.
Uh huh.
That puppy lasted one fucking goddamn day.
Aww, how are you going to eat a puppy? This is why
they
I fucking
took him into
hate
the
fucking
I
Filipinos.
Literally watched my grandma
goddamn
go.
Goddamn Mexican-Asians.
Oh, let me take him in there and give him a bath. Took him in there. I heard a yelp because she snapped its neck. And they went and had a dobo that fucking night. There was a reason why.
Listen to this shit. See, he going to eat your ass, dog.
I ain't gonna eat my baby cookie. There's
you named it fucking Cookie. Like, you're planning ahead, motherfucker.
Cookie Monster. But no, what it is...
That's a treat.
That's a snack.
It's all fucking snack.
My grandma decided
right
to give me a fucking slingshot because I wouldn't eat anything that they served after all that.
Oh.
Okay, they fucking roasted a pig for me. This thing was bigger than my fucking couch. All right? Apple and the motherfucker, they put me right next to it. I fucking was scared shitless. I'm like, oh my fucking God. I started crying like a little bitch. I didn't want to be around. I was like, no, get me a fucking way. So they fucking sent me up to my room and I ate my fucking birthday cake by myself. The entire motherfucking cake.
That's the funny part about me. Like, I said I was a very emotional person. I don't think I cried a lot as a kid. I think it's like when I became an adult. Maybe just like real life broke me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking Marley and Me. Fuck you. The Notebook. I think the movie that I cried hardest for my entire life is The Goddamn Notebook.
Bubby, they're making a sequel to Bohemian Rhapsody.
I love Queen. He died. I love Queen, but...
He died. How are you going to make a sequel? Rising from the Dead?
Yeah.
No.
Freddie Mercury's legacy.
This is taking place just after he was diagnosed with it, and he hooked up with David and whatnot. And
there's already like a good movie about that. It was like a fucking biography I saw but, like a long time ago. But
yeah, they go, well, if you want to eat, you have to kill your dinner.
Oh, shit. If they did die, fucking shoot someone in the head with that slingshot, I'm, I'm about to eat your ass.
Here's the best thing. That slingshot, I already knew how to use it. So I got it. They go, well, I'll eat chicken tonight. Well, first you have to hit it and kill it. So I aimed back, popped it in the fucking head. Head fell off. My grandma goes, fucking American. He actually killed the goddamn chicken. I was joking. Now I have to cook this.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
Some good shit.
Yeah, my grandma did not like me. Because every day I was out there with my fucking slingshot and I killed my fucking bird. That was going to be my dinner.
Those are fucking eggs. What the hell?
Exactly. Right? I didn't. Come on, man. I'm 6 years old. I didn't know what the fuck. I thought that eggs were, you know. Ooh. I thought that, you know, eggs came from the grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when I was first introduced to a. How can I put this, man? Water buffalo, or in the Philippines what we call a caribou. Fucking nasty ass motherfucker, man.
It's caribou in the Philippines?
Hell yeah, man. It's fucking goddamn.
Caribou were fucking American only and Canadian.
What about lumpia? Don't you guys have lumpia?
Oh yeah.
That shit's that's bomb. Fucking
beef egg roll.
That's fucking bomb.
Fuck yeah, you. Lumpia's good, man.
It's I love longer. Fucking lumpias, bitch.
Hey, speaking of which, hold on, man. Fuck you. You're fucking Filipino too, asshole.
Don't tell anybody.
Jeez, like, I just realized that
I'm
too.
I'm like a 16th Filipino. It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
And your fucking family still ate dog too.
I know. My dad's tried it. I kind of want to try it, but I'm not going to go around fucking eating dog.
Not on a regular basis.
Not on a regular basis. I'd rather eat some like calf, you know, some like little fucking.
Hey, how about eating some blood?
You shut the fuck up. We're moving on. That's nasty.
If you guys don't know what balut is,
don't
man,
ask. Just stop. It's, Google it. Don't it's smell it.
It's a, don't it's smell a fucking it. Embryo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It's fucking makes your dick strong.
My dick already strong. My dick was ready to go day after I got that stent pulled off.
All right, man. Let's get to talking about some of this shit, man. Fuck about my childhood, which has traumatized me to this day, man. I still can't fucking... You know, I used to watch those fucking Faces of Death movies until I saw Faces of Death 3 when they had the puppy mill. And the Vietnamese family was going out, picking a puppy, taking it home, and butchering that motherfucker for
see,
dinner.
See, that's like the sad part of like nowadays is like everyone's so desensitized that like human death means nothing. Like I can watch a movie and I'm kill that old bitch. I don't give a fuck. But I'm like, do not touch the fucking dog. Like there's a fucking website. It's like called Does the Dog Die?
Look at John Wick. I have not watched the first John Wick movie strictly because of the dog scene.
Marley and Me. Marley and Me broke my heart.
I have not seen that movie because of the death of Marley.
Yeah, see, I can watch people like...
my buddy has a golden retriever named Marley. I do not want to relive that one dying.
Like, if you want to know how, like, desensitized I am, my friend once showed me this video. I don't even know what it was on. It was just some, like, cartel murder video where some dude, like, they literally chopped his arms off at, like, halfway through. So they were, like, nubs. And they were, like, sawing his head off. But he was, like, trying to fight them off with his nubs. And I couldn't stop laughing. My friend's like, are you laughing at this? I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, look at it. Like, even to this day, I still laugh at it. But I'm just like, I'm sorry. Like, I know someone's dying here. They're literally getting their fucking throat sawed open, and I can't help but laugh. Like, but if you show me a dog video, I will punch you in the fucking face.
Well, I've seen some weird shit overseas and
whatnot,
man.
It's because humans suck. This little bitch
I've seen some
too,
weird shit just on my phone from random places.
There was some video of some Marines that one guy adopted a dog over there. Guy walks up because the guy adopted the puppy. He was carrying around, feeding him with his MREs and whatnot. His buddy in his unit walked up to him, grabbed the dog, and threw it off the cliff.
I can watch that.
I was fucking livid.
I would be livid.
Anyway, Let's circle back to magic now, because now I think we've traumatized ourselves here. I was hurting. About to go down a rabbit hole that we were not going to be coming back from at all.
Man, we're going to talk some shit about fucking magic. The Invitational, or not the Invitational, the actual $1 million magic fucking mythic championship is going on right now. Jerry T's been knocked out by a fucking scrub. Said he beat fucking LSV. Actually posted up on fucking Twitter that, hey, fuck you, LSV.
Hallelujah.
I mean, where have you guys heard that before?
It's been a while.
It has been a while. What the fuck? Long time. What's wrong with you?
I like him. Fuck you.
Nah, fuck him.
So, there's a lot of Twitter fucking shit going on right now. We're gonna dive deep into the fucking rabbit hole on this one.
Where do we want to start?
We're going to start... Okay, so Kotaku, or whatever the fucking website is, wrote the article, but it was very vague. If you guys don't know, Owen Turtenwald was...
Dropped. From the tournament.
And...
Before it started. They got a replacement.
The whole
for
thing.
Him.
They got, David Marshall.
Brian David Marshall.
Yeah. Which, you know what? He deserved. He's been playing long enough.
Yeah.
It's better than a streamer.
Yeah, but a streamer's going to win the fucking entire thing. So yeah. It's probably going to be MTG Nerd Girl. Yeah.
I hope not.
Even though she's... Yeah, she's... Yeah.
Come on. The professor's girl's got to get something. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, and the next invitation of the next one, when he's there and she's there... Sparks are gonna fly.
Oh my god.
Not just the ones that spark out when they come
out.
Oh
god. Did you see that? We'll talk about that shitty ass entrance here in a minute.
I need that like at my LGS every time I walk through the door.
Dude, when that fucking shit happened. Okay, we'll talk about this right there. So if you guys have been watching it, man, when the guys come walking into the ring, man, just like in wrestling, man, you know, you got the hype music going, the fucking shit, and the guy stops. And two little sparklers on each side. One on each side. It's like when Gilbert hit the WWF and came walking out and he used two fucking fire extinguishers to pretend to be fucking sparklers.
This is a little low budget, not gonna lie.
Fucking low, but a million fucking dollar purse and they got a...
Little box sparklers.
Dude, I saw a better light show with a fucking country artist back in the day named Chris Ledoux using two fucking Folger coffee cans than that fucking thing.
It was a little sad. I'm not going to lie.
And then they got Day 9 announcing it like he's a fucking boxer.
Dude, all I know is what's up with Killer Man? He looks kind of...
He just looked tired.
He didn't do enough fucking ecstasy before the fucking event, dude.
The ecstasy would have mellowed him. Like, he was already kind
more
of
coke.
Like, he needed more, like, uppers.
Yeah, you need more coke. Simple as that.
Yeah. Well, let's get back onto the whole situation with Owen. So, Owen was not invited. He was uninvited to the event.
He had his invite rescinded or whatever.
Yeah. Proper English.
Because some stupid hoe.
Let me bring up
her name. Honestly, we have no idea what the real story actually is. Well,
it's been hinted around that Owen... I thought the gentleman was gay. Truthfully, I've said it on stream. I thought that him, Reed Duke, and Huey... It's no offense to Reed and Huey... That they had a triangle going and...
They're all living together.
Exactly. I thought that, you know, Huey was a daddy bear and they were two cubs. Wow. I'm dead serious.
Yeah. No, I
mean, that's what I seriously thought. But obviously, Owen likes pussy. Allegedly. He likes pussy so much he's really aggressive to any female that plays magic.
Allegedly.
Like, honestly, allegedly. Like, allegedly. Nobody knows, actually, like, other than the actual people involved.
The problem is since Owen is, I hate to say it, he was WotC's golden boy for magic. I mean,
yeah, for a little bit.
So they're gonna brush it underneath the rug. They're going to, nothing about banning yet. There's no bans.
Because they can't ban him without fucking proof.
So, the lady who...
I mean, the fact that they knocked him out of the biggest magic tournament ever just it's on kind of word of mouth enough. Is kind of ridiculous. Like, I mean, obviously they're trying to be all fucking, you know, on the ball about these kinds of things. Like, but still, like.
That messes up any sponsorship he was trying to get too.
Well, I mean, he doesn't really need any sponsorship. He has all right. So the lady's name is 75 grand a year.
That's just off that. So her name is Mary Luke. Very pleased with the news. If you don't know why, then you don't know the best kept secret in Magic, because this is right after Magic Esports posted Owen Turnwell will not be participating in the Magic Invitational, and we are replacing him with Brian David Marshall. And the fucking shit started fucking flying. There, I guess, is multiple women that have come up and stated the fact, but nothing, no obvious proof. It's just like, it's the same shit that happened with Todd fucking Stevens. Accusations.
Me Too movement.
People know in the background something has happened, but nobody wants to fucking talk about it. Right? So, I hate to say it, Todd Stevens lost his job with Star City, but it didn't stop his fucking stream. He still gets 2,000 plus fucking views for Arena. They didn't ban him. He just lost his job.
I still think it's, like, ridiculous that all that shit could happen just based on word of mouth. Like, obviously, a lot of this stuff doesn't necessarily gonna afford the opportunity to have proof. In a sense. And it's unfortunate that there are people that this stuff happens to. But in all reality, there are people who are just spiteful and will lie and will fuck people's lives over because of it.
The lady posted on her fucking Twitter that she slept with everybody on a specific...
She didn't say she slept with them all. She said she made out with them all.
They probably fucking ran a train on that bitch.
Like, who would, like, come make on, man, out it's with magic. All those
crows? It's
like,
a Magic fucking players.
Like, they're realistically, a there's a few of them that are kind of cute. But, like, there's not that many cute ones. Yeah, like, these bitches have some low-ass expectations in men.
They're Magic players, though.
Well, you gotta remember back in the day. You remember the lady that was... Was it Chapin that was fucking... that was on that Cupid website?
I have no fucking clue.
And that lady goes, oh, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I play Magic the Gathering. And she started blasting him, and he goes, oh, well, you know, he used to play professional poker, and he won over $1 million.
Then I remember this. Yeah. I don't think it was Chapin. Was it Chapin?
It was one of those guys. I just don't remember who.
I remember this story. Well, didn't also what's her name go on a date with one of them? Olivia Munn.
Not Olivia Wilde. Yeah, but yeah, I think one of Olivia Munn. Yeah.
Before she got all, like, you know, movie famous.
Yeah, she dated a nerd before she was famous. Minute.
She was just like, what was that old, like, web or television channel? Fuse. What was the gaming channel?
The Gaming Network.
It wasn't the Gaming Network. It had, like, a cool name. But she was, like, an old, fucking sponsor on that. Not sponsor, but, you know, she talked and stuff.
Yeah.
But that, like, that was before she got famous. But that was, like, the old, when nerds were kind of getting cool, I guess.
Whatever. There's been a lot of fucking shit going on Twitter. Not a lot of posts, but everyone is speculating that, oh, well, look, Owen is aggressive towards women.
Hey, see, my thing here is...
See, everyone thought that he said something along the lines for against Autumn and transgender. That was the reason. That was the first one that came out. Oh, well, he's just homophobic and this and that, and he deserves it. Then it's like, oh, well, no, it was he was trying to sexually harass a woman. So, and now Kotaku fucking has a fucking article out. Speculating on it. Nothing cold or nothing hard on it. You know, Biffo and Associates will get with you guys soon. I'll tell you that right now. He's writing up his proposal right now. He's talking to Owen. He's gonna get the fucking shit done.
Better call Biff.
Like, see, I'm one for open, like, not really knowing what it's like to obviously go through situations like this. If in the women's
now, seat. Bubby, hold on a minute. You've sexually harassed people.
I sexually harass people every fucking day. Like, true. Like, if you want to get fucking semantics on it, yes, I do. But sorry, not everybody's a fucking snowflake and gonna, you know, take my, you know, blowing kisses at them, fucking seriously. I'm going to call fucking my LGS and be like, he's sexually harassing me. Like, if you feel bad about it, I'm not ready to say,
if they saw DJ in chat with the way it's fucking sitting there, some of the times it's like, holy shit, are they just get a fucking room.
Yeah. Like, it's fucking unreal. Like, if you have been sexually harassed, like, my heart goes out to you. But if you're going to fucking be a little bitch about it, not in that sense. If someone's gonna be nice to you and like a little like, and you're gonna take it too fucking seriously and like try to get them fired over it, go fuck yourself. Like, I hope you fucking take a dick in the ass and it hurts and you don't like it, because it's fucking ridiculous that these people are just getting away with calling people out on something that's nothing.
Yeah,
and getting them in trouble. Like,
so I mean, so what if the guy is fucking overly aggressive? You know what? He's from the Midwest. He's a young guy. He doesn't have a lot of social training, so to speak. I mean, he's in the magic community.
Like, what is too much? Like, that's the issue.
What is aggressive?
What is aggressive?
Like, that's a great statement.
It's fucking vague on what they say with aggressive.
That's bullshit.
Like, I look at it like, okay, Todd Stevens, you know what his aggressiveness was? He was drunk and he was flirting and he put his legs over the lady's crossed legs.
So does that mean I can complain about Autumn staring at me?
Probably.
I mean, why not?
I mean, hashtag me too. Fuck it. I don't like how she's looking at me. Like, I feel sexually harassed.
Fuck, dude. Reed Duke should have been fucking sexually harassed. I mean, goddamn, the way she was looking at his ass. Fuck. I thought she was going to rape him right then and there.
I would.
I feel sexually harassed just looking at promo art featuring Autumn. Because that blank stare of death and rape.
Stare reminds me of Andre Chikatilo when they got his ass after he. If you guys don't know who Chikatilo is, he was a Russian serial killer. Man, he killed over 50 some odd kids. He had that blank fucking stare, just staring at you. That's what he looked like when he was looking at Reed Duke.
Yeah, no, it's just too much. Like, the fact that they knocked him out of this tournament over this crap, like, give me some fucking definitive proof. Like, obviously, we're not privy to this kind of stuff, and it's not your fucking
prerogative
to put it out.
Watsy pulled the trigger, because they didn't want to get fucking, they didn't want a huge shitstorm, because the invitational was actually going on.
Yeah.
But don't leave it so fucking vague that people are going to want to fucking know. And if they don't fucking know, they're going to come up with some fucking story and they're going to go, hey, look, this is what he did.
The issue is, like, they can't really put anything out there, because if it is wrong, then he could sue them for defamation of character.
Well, the problem is I'd be looking at a fucking lawyer right now.
Yeah.
If he's smart, he's already looking.
Against her, against Watsy, against fucking Hasbro, the whole nine yards. Because if it's not right, and all it is just accusations and it's not fucking, you know, actually real. You know, I can joke about it all day long, but I've been under the thing of sexual harassment, you know. The way I talk, the way I act, I don't have a filter. We all know this. So, you know, some women can constitute that as, oh, well, he's sexually harassing me. I see the way he looks at me. It's like, yeah, bitch, I'm looking at that fucking ass going, yeah, I'm looking at that ass. You know what I can do with that ass? Yeah, my predator fucking mode is going. You got daddy issues, huh? Yeah.
As you wear those short ass shorts.
Yeah, I just pulled up Chikatilo. That's like one of the top photos, is that creepy ass smile.
Oh my God.
Chikatilo. Google it, because I'm fucking creeped.
I told you.
I hope he's dead. Like, it's been long enough. He died.
The funny thing is he used to take bobby pins. And regular pins, and insert them into his taint and groin area. So when they electrocuted his ass, it actually shorted out the chair a couple of times.
Until they figured out why it was short now.
Well, they constantly kept doing it until he fucking finally died. But when they did the autopsy, they found like 50 fucking little pins in his fucking in his groin and shit.
Sexy.
That's either really, he's got like, you know, a weird kink.
I mean, if you're gonna die anyways, you might as well just fuck with them, you know?
Yeah.
Oh no, he put all these from in there when he was younger.
Oh, interesting.
They've been in his body. He liked the pain. He loved the pain. when he would walk, it fucking hurt.
Like, see, I'm into a little like choking. You could spank me a little, but I'm not really into pain.
Face, dude, come on now.
I'm not really into pain. I don't get how people can do pain. Like, I can do small amounts of pain, like, you know, bite me, choke me a little, but if you're gonna like take a paddle to my ass, I'm not down. Sorry.
I mean, I had an ex.
Well, he had a paddle with fucking nails in it.
Yeah, no, too much. This ain't fucking Saw or fucking, what's the movie where they kill people? You pay to go kill people in like Europe.
Oh,
those ones are good.
You talk about Bohemian Grove?
No, I'm not talking about that. Okay, it's the movie with like in the sequel, you have like the bitch who's like sitting in a tub with like the scythe, and she catches the bitch and like bathes in her blood. That's like a goal of mine, by the way. But oh my god, what are these movies?
That's a Purge shit right there.
No, it's not Purge.
No, I know.
But, yeah, but you know what?
Oh my god,
the TV show actually has a where people go to pay for killing people.
Dude,
I would do that.
Season one's out on fucking Blu-ray. I'm thinking about buying it, man. It's fucking actually pretty badass. The hashtag Me Too, I can say that. I've been on both ends, accused of it and been taken advantage of.
I don't think I've ever really been sexually harassed. Or assaulted. You can't really call it an assault. It was kind of in high school and I kind of wanted it. But anyways, we're not.
It was just rough. That. That's all. There's a fine line between assault and rough.
Yeah, I just remember him like pinning me down and taking my gym shorts off.
It's just like that picture that I just saw earlier. Mm. You know, the baby, did you bring a condom?
No. What's a condom?
It's Monday.
It's Monday Night Raw.
I don't need a condom. I'm on prep.
Wow.
So, Owen's been suspended.
Has he actually been suspended? I thought he was just let go of this tournament. They actually haven't said anything.
They haven't said anything. I think they're going to say something after the fucking effect. Yeah.
We'll
get an announcement probably on Monday.
He's just going to be like, I just got kicked out of the
tournament. Emergency banning. Owen Turnwald has been banned for sexual harassment.
If he gets banned for sexual harassment, I'm screaming.
Well,
hashtag proof.
If they're going to ban his ass, they better ban fucking Ifro for all the fucking sexual harassment that he's done. Right? There's no magic chick out there that he hasn't fucking hit up on. And he's dating or married to whatever the fucking what's her name is.
I have no fucking clue. Imagine if like Reed, Duke, and Autumn got married.
Please stop. No. That's an insult to Reed Duke. Come on.
He would be okay if he cut his damn hair.
Why? I don't mind his hair, man.
I do.
When it gets a little bit longer, it'll look a lot better.
He'd be looking kind of cute with glasses, though, not going to lie. Can we stop like with the puppy thirst?
The Gabriel Nassif shorter hair with the glasses?
No. I'm not talking about Gabriel Nassif. I ain't down for no big old schnoz.
I'm just saying fucking with glasses
the
and hair.
The schnozberry tastes like schnozberry.
Anyways.
So...
Let's move on. Owen Turtenwald is a creep. All of you are, supposedly. So shut the fuck
and
up.
That is actually a fucking fact. There's been a lot of people that stated that, yeah, he is.
Like, if he actually did, like, touch her inappropriately and unwantedly, because apparently, like, they were dating. Like, the story is, like, they were dating. She dated them all, but the story for this one is they dated.
This is what we've talked about. Magic hoes.
Yeah.
Fucking magic hoes. Every chick out there that plays fucking magic, minus a couple of them that I know here in town, are fucking magic hoes. They will fuck any pro they can to get a fucking edge up on whatever.
Well, I'm not going to slut shame her. Like, if she fucked a bunch of pros, that's on her, whatevs. I'm talking about, like, what she's doing right now with Owen. Like, if she dated Owen and he broke up with
her.
Why
the fuck
and
would you date him? He looks like Baby Huey.
He looks like he's cool.
Jesus whatever. Christ, did you see the way his fucking hair is? Fucking Hitler Youth.
Yeah, at least it's well done. Have you seen the 90% of Magic players who look like they're fucking greasy fucking traps?
How much grease is in that motherfucker, man?
It's fine. It's still styled.
Enough.
But he's also got that receding fucking hairline at 23.
Look at everyone else. Like, okay.
I'm going gray.
He's not a fucking 9 out of 10. But whatever, at least he's above average when it comes to magic players. Like, when it comes to magic players, he's definitely probably an 8 or a 9. Like, like magic players are fucking disgusting. Like, if you shower, that automatically makes you a 7.
Deal! How about dress nice? That's 8?
No, I'm not going to fucking go on with this, but I'm just going to go on with this. But if Owen, if she, like, I don't care how many fucking pros she's fucked, how many she's made out with. Like, the fact is, if she dated Owen, like people are saying they did, and then he broke up with her and she got salty for whatever reason and she ended up making up some fucking story and got him in trouble and dropped from the biggest Magic tournament ever, Watsy better fucking make it up to him, because it's fucking ridiculous. Because, like, legitimately, this dude's probably one of the best Magic players in the world. He had a chance at winning this thing, and they just took it away from him over a story, over some fucking...
at minimum, they took 75... I think it was $7,500?
Yeah.
Or rival pay?
Like
they, he lost that.
If he lost all this because of some fucking slander, like, please sue the fucking $7,500?
No, he was supposed to make $75,000 for the year.
No, like, he hasn't lost all this stuff yet.
Well, we don't know if he's lost his contract.
Here's the thing. Has he streamed since this has happened?
I don't know.
To be fair, no idea.
Nobody's been fucking watching other streams other than this thing. I mean, like, what did this tournament have, like, 80,000 people watching it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the largest one they've had yet.
Yeah.
Like, he probably isn't even streaming. He's probably still in, like, if he's, like, he's probably at PAX East, like, not playing, chilling with his friends. But, no, if they fucking... dropped him from this tournament over nothing, like, please sue the shit out of them. They need to fucking learn their lesson, because this Me Too bullshit where people are just like, oh, he fucking inappropriately touched me, and like they're gonna take their word for it. I understand that this happens, this legitimately does happen to people. People do get sexually assaulted, but people that don't get sexually assaulted and lie about it and get away with it, fuck that shit. They need a fucking maximum punishment. It's fucking bullshit.
And there's been a lot of that shit too. A lot of women, fucking football players, basketball players, baseball players, always fucking happen. They approach somebody, they don't find them attractive, they walk on, oh well, he raped me. What was it, the kids that were playing or football that lost their scholarships because
College kids, yeah. A couple years back, she came out after the court case, after they were found guilty, and what do you know, none of it happened. She just made it up. Like, what the fuck?
Like, how do you fucking ruin someone's life because you're fucking petty? Like, Lord knows I'm petty, but fuck, that's absurd. That's too much. Don't fucking lie.
But like, can we rewind a little bit?
I'm petty as fuck, but at least I keep it real. Yeah. Like, don't fucking lie over some bullshit.
Now, you two may not have thought it, but I sure did. I really want to know what everybody is on the Bubby scale here. Now that we know, you know, shower's automatically a 7.
Oh god!
Now I'm curious.
No, see, when it comes to Magic players, that out now I only go with like 9s or 10s.
Hey, there, that one's for you.
Yeah, that was for me.
No.
Oh god.
Oh god. Claire.
Yeah, man. So earlier in the thing, before the fucking podcast started, someone decided to bust ass next to me, man. So hey, that's the reason why I did the Shaun of the Dead thing. Going, I'm sorry, Shaun.
This one's for you.
And I made Bubby
gay. Why am I in the fucking crossfire here? This is fucking ridiculous. What did I do to deserve this?
What's worse is it's going your way because I'm smelling nothing.
For all of y'all motherfuckers.
It's fucking nasty.
All right, let's get on with the second part of this this Twitter fucking universe.
What was the other one? I feel like I was going to be pissed off about the other one too.
This one is going to be big, Bubby. This one involves an artist that has been around since 1995. She has done some of the most prominent fucking magic iconic cards in history. We're talking Eternal Witness. We're talking Force of Will. We're talking two Force of Wills.
Guru Lands.
The specialty squirrel tokens.
The Planeswalkers that she did.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
the woman is named Therese Nielsen. She used to be a professional bodybuilder. Now she is a professional artist.
And now she's a professional Republican.
Did you guys notice that? She is now a card-toting, red-blooded Republican.
Also a lesbian, right? Or bisexual, at least. I don't know which one.
Well, she was married to a guy for, I think, 15 years, and then she split up with him, and now she's with a...
She looks like a total lesbian, not to be a hater.
Oh, she is. But her daughter's fine as fuck, dude. Ooh.
Her daughter's like designer. Keep in mind,
there's four kids in total.
Well, yeah, let's just say her two blonde daughters are fucking...
Yeah, if I remember reading right, it's three daughters and a boy.
I saw two of them at freaking Star City Los Angeles one year, and I was like, holy shit.
Well, see, this came in no surprise to me, because when we were in Vegas, her wife was there.
Yeah.
She was there at the booth the whole time. And
how long was the line?
It was hours. Easily hours. And I'm just walking by the booth, and I'm like,
that
hi.
Was, there was only Bye. Two booths that I did not go to the entire time when I was in GP Vegas. Steve Argyle mm-hmm. and Therese Nielsen. Everybody else?
No way.
No lines.
I can go get whatever I want signed.
Four times.
I could fondle the fucking artist right then and there, and it didn't matter.
Yeah,
there, that's very I had true. To wait with every fucking neck beard. I want to get my 40th member's, my 40th member's autograph. I got a Guru Forest.
Yeah, that's about right.
I'm one of those idiots that waited for Steve Argyle for 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
And just to do my math, though, and he wouldn't do anything. All I did was sign it.
So it's like, the funny thing is I walked over to his booth and I talked to his wife and I had her sign the playmat again. So.
Yeah. She has a fat ass.
Yes. Oh. Hey, remember I was pointing at, I was like, look at that ass. And you're like, huh? Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and in the long run here, classic bullshit.
Let's do this. 6 months ago, there was somebody that found out that Therese Nielsen's wife, partner, or whatever you want to call her,
wife—they're married.
Re-voted for Trump. Okay. No. Oh no!
What Travis Day?
So. They found out, and there was a boycott for Therese Nielsen for everyone to burn all of their Therese Nielsen cards. I kid you not,
they could have shipped
burn them.
I would have gladly
People
them
were
their
burning
hands.
Their force of wills and everything. I'm sitting
those
here going,
those fuckers did not burn their goddamn lands. Shut the fuck up. Anybody who called for the burning of Therese Nielsen cards did not burn their fucking cards.
Doesn't own
a fucking single one.
Like, don't get me wrong. There's people out there who fucking burn money, but come on. These are fucking Magic players. They ain't got no fucking money. Shut the fuck up.
No, they burn some cards. They burn the commons.
Oh, God.
They're really shit commons.
But she doesn't do shit commons.
No.
Yeah. Well, she had like Masters 25 of Chroma. Like, yeah,
that's not a common.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's burnable. they didn't burn that.
But you look at shit like this. There's a lady on there that goes, "Oh well, you know, she's a Republican. I'm not gonna let this fade. People need to know this and boycott her. Don't go to her lines. Don't buy any of her stuff." I'm going like. She's a badass artist for one. She's a really nice lady to talk to. I've talked to her many times. She's fucking great to talk to. Because, I mean, crap, she's been around since fucking Magic started.
Yeah.
And when did... I'm gonna fucking hate to say this shit. When the fuck did a Magic card become political? When did that fucking piece of shit card dismember go, "Hey, I'm a Republican"? Or, "Oh, hey, I'm a fucking Democrat." This is a fucking card game, right?
Exactly. And the another thing, too, is you go to a GP. Oh, I'm sorry, a Magic Fest.
fucking that name, dude.
If you go, the person you're playing against, you don't know what the fuck they voted for and stuff. Why does it matter?
Sometimes you can guess. Oh, sometimes I know exactly what they fucking voted for. But I don't give two shits. I want to fucking play them anyway. You look at the... I'm sorry, man. You look at the fucking group of guys that we play with. They're a mixed majority on it.
Yeah.
Centralists, leftists, rightists. I mean, fucking far right, far left. Some of them have Antifa views. Some of them have fucking Klan views.
Yep.
Right? So...
I mean, there's only one person here who lives in Oildale.
Ding, ding, that's right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey,
ding,
my ding, white ding, costume's ding, sitting right ding, over there.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, I live in Porterville, so.
I thought that's just a bunch of fucking casino Indians.
No, no.
Porterville was known for the KKK there.
Really?
That's why there's no black people.
Bubby,
there.
My grandfather was one of the founding members of the Porterville KKK chapter. My grandfather also helped hang the known sign in Oildale over the bridge. He's in the photo. He was one of the welders.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Oh, so you're a third generation.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, goddamn.
My dad.
Hey, brother. Glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you, brother.
How's it going there, brother?
Pretty good, brother.
My family's more in the Nazis than the KKK.
Well, you got.
I'm German.
If people look at the fucking background, a lot of this shit, man. Nobody's squeaky fucking clean. in anything.
Fuck no.
I'm squeaky clean. I showered twice today, bitches.
And douche? Just in case someone goes and eats that ass?
No, I didn't douche today. Douching's hard. Fucking, you don't just shove it up there and shoot it once and then you're done. Nope. It's douching takes like half an hour, 45 minutes, trust me.
To do it right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go get a fucking colon cleanse. It's fucking good.
No. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, there's like these really good pills that they make nowadays that are pretty decent. I need to try those, but they're just a little pricey.
From KKK to Nancy to
butthole cleansing.
But look, if you guys are out there and whatever fucking political view you have, man, fuck you. If you don't like the artist's political views,
keep it to yourself.
Don't fucking worry about it. Like her fucking artwork. That's it. You look at the card, it makes you fucking happy. Fucking there it is. Okay? There was nothing like fucking seeing her artwork on freaking Hammer of Bogarden. Right?
Yeah.
Fucking badass art, because it's the same guy wielding fucking the fucking hammer from Force of Will.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I was reading a really funny interview with Therese Nelson about talking about Force of Will. She thought it was going to be a red card. She was told to paint a red card, and they were like, "Oh no, we're going to use something else."
The reason why is because Hammer Bogarden, the same character wielding the hammer, and this is him swinging the hammer down for Force of Will.
I mean, like Force of Will when it first came out wasn't worth anything.
Like, it was a shit fucking uncommon. Yeah.
But like I think they did a pretty good video, didn't they? Do like a video of her.
Yeah, they had the gathering thing or whatever.
Like, I watched it. It was an interesting thing. I really liked seeing her studio and, you know, how it works with her and how she goes to work and her deals with her family. It was an interesting video. But, like, I don't care about her political views. Like politics right now are just so rough. They're dividing the country. And, like, obviously I'm going to have different political views than everyone on here. But, you know, we could still be friends. I'm going to judge you because you voted for Trump because I'm gay, but fuck you.
Actually, Hammer was done by Ron Spencer.
Ron Spencer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, it's the same fucking character.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it was based on the same character. And it was just going to be a different card. But the artwork for her
shit is still beautiful.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that those Guru Lands.
Guru Lands are my favorite. Not going to lie.
68 commons, by the way.
They're so goddamn expensive now.
She's done 68 commons. How many rares, mythics?
How many of those commons are now rares?
Let's see. All right. How many of those? Well, I can't tell you that. I'm talking about original printings.
Well, like you uncommon, said, too, she's 64. Been doing it since the beginning.
So. Yeah, she's been doing it since Alliances. I don't know if she did anything before Alliances, but she's been around since the beginning of the game.
61 rares. So we're in the 60 range for everything, it seems like.
Her and like Rob Alexander are probably two of the most known magic artists.
Yeah.
Like, realistically.
Yeah. So you have John Avon, Rob Alexander, and Therese Nielsen.
Yeah, and then like the one who died, what was his name? Did Black Lotus, whatever, Chris...
Oh, Christopher Rush.
Chris Rush. Like, those are some of the most iconic ones. Like, the fact that the internet has made so many people have a fucking voice when they shouldn't is just so obnoxious. Like, how are you going to call for the boycott of someone because of their views? Like, she didn't do anything to you. Like, yeah, whatever.
She literally hasn't done anything to anyone.
She did stuff for us. She made art.
Beautiful. Like, not just that. Art.
She doesn't say anything about it on her Twitter. She hasn't talked to any of the people that go, because they tag her in the tweets. She doesn't respond to anything. She just lets it just go. And they keep fucking attacking. It's like, why are you going to keep attacking this woman when obviously she doesn't give two shits about what you say?
Because these people want their fucking voices heard. They want to be like fucking out there and doing shit. Like,
kind of like
make a fucking podcast.
Exactly. Make a fucking podcast. Get off your lazy fucking asses. Spend some of your daddy's money and go out.
I hate fucking Twitter.
And fucking, it's a cesspool.
The only thing I like about Twitter is that now it's like a good place for porn since Tumblr got fucked.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, but they're starting to censor that shit too.
Yeah. It's better than OnlyFans. I ain't going to pay for porn. Who pays for porn nowadays?
Right?
That's true. But I've been saying it all this time that I fucking hate Twitter. Since getting on fucking Twitter and reading this shit, I feel that the magic community, fucking inclusive my fucking ass. There is nothing being inclusive. It is split so many fucking ways. people do not want to fucking be associated with certain groups or this and that. Don't care. I want to play the fucking game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want to do. I don't want to play the fucking game. If I go to fucking the F&M and there's guys playing EDH, it's like my buddy Matt. Haven't seen that motherfucker in 4 years. Shows up, play EDH.
But how would you feel if there was a time limit on your EDH games? And if you didn't get there, you lost.
Like Jerry T.
Should've scooped round one, bitch. Yeah. Like all these people on fucking Twitter who are like, I am so mad at this fucking tournament, I'm gonna stop watching. It's like, bitch, you know you're still watching it. Shut the fuck up.
That was another topic I was gonna bring up. Now that this tournament's actually started and I'm actually in works, everyone now hates fucking Arena.
Yeah.
The same people 2 weeks ago were going, oh my God, it's going to save Magic. Hey, Holy fuck.
My only gripe with Arena, I enjoy Arena. Like, Best of One was a little like rough at the beginning because of like all the mono red deck, but it's like evolved ever since then, just like regular Magic does. My only gripe with Arena right now is the shuffler, and it's obviously a problem. If you've watched the tournament this weekend, the Invitational, almost every match loss has been to Mana Screw, Mana Flood, and I've played so much Arena that I've seen infinite Mana Flood.
I've seen the
13 land red deck work.
Yes,
like they need to get their shuffler in order. Like I'm a little upset that they had this tournament before they fixed that. It's an issue.
Yeah, it's kind of broken.
But like I said, just a bit. A streamer is going to win this, not a fucking Magic bro.
I don't know. I'm going for Gabriel. Like, I don't like his fucking nose and his nasally ass accent, but he's a good Magic player and I want him to win. Else he's playing the decks I like.
Well, you know what? If you're going to pick Nassif, let me see. I'll go after...
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I will say Seth Mansfield.
Anyways, but no, like Nassif has always been one of my favorite Magic players ever since like the fucking Cruel Ultimatum call. That was the best BM ever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like I am not one for BM because like I hate people that do that shit, but goddamn, that Cruel Ultimatum call was so rude. I mean, you're gonna call all your shots, you might as well, like you're gonna hit one eventually. And luckily for him, it was on camera in the fucking finals of a fucking pro tour. But whatevs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, guys, if you get on Twitter and
don't.
You see shit on there, take a screenshot, man. Send it to us, man.
Yeah.
Biffo at, what was it?
Biffo at MT. Biffo.
Biffo MTG.
Tweet it at us. My tweet's at ShinyToyBubby.
There you go. Oh, at MTG Cardboard Crack House.
We want to see all this drama.
We definitely want to see this drama.
I don't have a Twitter. I just get it from the pod or from the
group, from the group chat.
Dude, I'm sorry. Hey, yeah. Speaking of which, man, we have a Patreon with two tiers, $1 and $5. You can also have a specialty tier where if you want Bubby to call you once a month to leave you sexy, provocative voicemails.
My voice is very effeminate. You can just pretend I'm a girl.
Exactly. He's stroking his beard. I love you, baby.
My chest hair is so fucking soft.
So if you want something like that on your voicemail every day for a month, you know, we can make a couple. We can make a deal off of that. We also have Instagram, Facebook. We have Twitter. God, I hate to say it, we have Twitter. We got a couple of reviews. I need to find them out so I can
got a couple new reviews.
Yeah, on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Also, guys, a couple of our longtime listeners, Brandon and Sean, actually have a podcast out. It is called Garbage Day Podcast. It is about fucking B movies and horror movies. I mean some shit fucking movies.
Hence the name.
Garbage Day. Go check them out, man. They finally made it to fucking iTunes.
Yes, about queens.
Time. So they have how many episodes?
14 or 15, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. That's I mean, they've been bombarding the shit out of it. Go listen to an episode. Go leave them a 5-star review.
You go, girls.
We'll send you stickers if you want to do that. I will pimp myself out to get them some nice reviews, man. I think the guys deserve it. So
they're trying. They expanded. Help them out, guys. Yeah. Help them out. Simple
show some love.
Yeah, like show us love. Absolutely none. All right, man. I'd like to thank Beard School for showing up, man. You know,
thanks for having me.
Thanks, babe.
It was fun. It was fun. How you gonna go home and dust off the Klan suit and pop it on tonight? Dance around the fire.
It's a nice, cool night. Hey, just, I can dig it.
Just remember, extra bleach, extra starch. Yeah. That's how you get it nice and stiff.
You gotta starch them.
You gotta starch it.
Make a big old bonfire.
Exactly. Oh, I've already got that. We got that already. Just show
it's
up.
It's in my back here, man. It's about ready. All right, guys. This is Earl Grey.
Parking lot.
Beardsicle.
And Bubby.
We will see you in the next one.
Bye. Tap, tap, tap to attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack, 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 crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.